Right. All right, Todd, can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on that victory. An exciting win for the 12 team. So tell us a little bit about those final laps there.
Yeah. It was great to be a spectator. really good. I thought, the stay out strategy worked out to get us some track position and kind of goes back to stage two. But once we got ourselves up there and could fight around, the second to last restart, I think we started fifth and just got by the one car before the caution came out for the final restart, and fourth and the top three took the top, and Ryan did a great job of committing to the bottom. And he's done that a couple times. We actually got the lead in the second race last year here from the bottom with a good push and a good run down through there. I actually think we pushed the 11 down in there and then got clear of him, but a great push and timing, working with the 18 and got a push down there and got William cleared off of two, I think it was, or into three. I'm not sure which it was, but, once he got out there, he and Josh Williams, our spotter, did a phenomenal job of just controlling the race and controlling where trying to break the draft from the guys behind us. Cause he had teammates that were backing up and trying to make runs, and in the 5 and 24, we're trying to work together. And, they did a great job of controlling the race for those last 8 laps. And I think that was a kind of tune up for next week's Daytona race. So the spotter driver communication and controlling the race and what happened there, it showed up and the guys did a great job and brought us victory.
All right. We are going to go straight to questions. A friendly reminder, if you need to ask Todd a question, to raise your hand within the Zoom platform or send us a chat, and we'll do our best to monitor both of those. So to kick us off, we're going to go to Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, Todd, appreciate your time. A couple questions from me. On the broadcast and in the interview you did with NBC post-race, you'd mentioned kind of, talking about Blaney kind of managing things a little bit. Wondering if that was a point of emphasis just going into this weekend, or that's kind of been something you've been stressing to him for, a few weeks now or something.
No, I think that's actually part of the growth of Ryan. And it's Marty and I talked a little bit about it, but I think when Ryan made the transition to our team, when we did all the swaps here in the off season between 19 and 20, it's just one of the things of handling the emotions and just focusing forward and continuing to work on our race cars. And he's done a great job of it, and he continues to get better at it. You saw it today. I mean, there was, early in the race, we were really tight in a corner and just couldn't get the front to turn, and then kind of felt better once we got into the corners, but really struggled with it. And he popped off with it won't turn, but then he got back to the details of what he was feeling so that we could work on it. I thought he gave us the information we needed to make the car better. And we continued to dig our way through the day. And I think he's doing a great job of staying engaged. And that's, it's tough to do when you're in competition to not let your emotions drive you. And they work for a little bit, but then to get focused back on what happens, I think he does a great job with it.
And the second thing is, the statistic, Ryan has never won multiple cup races in a season. This was the first time he's won, multiple times in a year. Is this also been a point of emphasis within the organization of, hey, let's break through and kind of get through that glass ceiling and show that we can win consistently at this level?
Yeah, that's your goal all the time, is win every race, right? So, and I think in the swaps, yeah, he'd won one a year, but last year almost stacked against him in some ways. We had a situation on pit road at Indy and lost our rear tire changer. He got hit and he got fortunately just banged up and lost him for the year. But I felt like we lost the ability to be as competitive as we needed to be on pit road. We had a great group that kind of came together to do what we could, but we weren't capable, I think, of giving him the opportunity to win races after that change. And we've gotten that back, and the pit crew is starting to get that rhythm going again. We've showed speed at times and we put a whole race together, and they're doing a good job of it. And I think he's growing up. I think that's just part of the maturation and growing into being a champion. And I watched this happen with Joey from 13 to we won a championship in 18. And, Ryan's got tons of potential, and he's growing into into the things that he needs to win multiple races to be a champion. And I think he's got that ability in him, and it's fun to watch that growth happen. And he's, you know, he was sitting down in the shop and going through playoff races with the engineers today, this week. And we're definitely growing into, you know, more of what he's
One last question for me, if that's okay. This is, I think, the first time we've spoken to you since you've announced that you're, stepping away at the end of the season.
Thank you for not using the retired word.
I caught myself. Is that decision you made, is that in part related to the next-gen car? Some crew chiefs I've talked to have said that they feel kind of minimized because of the next-gen car and what they can and cannot do with it, and they feel, frankly, useless in some manner. Is that related at all in your line of thinking of why you're stepping away?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I'd say that there's more to this. And to be candidly honest, it's as much about, you know, the COVID break actually opened my eyes more beyond my work. You know, you stay so focused in racing and just your mind's always in it. You're always in it. And then we had the break when we didn't know what was going to go on. And really, as a society, as a country, we had a break that we were trying to figure out the direction. And, you know, I got to spend some more time. Both of my daughters were home. My daughter Kaylee she came home from Clemson and finished out. They sent everybody home and she finished out back at home. But I got to spend some more time around my family and you know, my parents and they used to drive my motor home here at the racetrack, and I got to see them then. But you know, it just became I've been 23 years in NASCAR and 10 years in Cup Series, and I've been blessed with great opportunities like the one I'm in right now, you know, at Roger Penske and Team Penske and all the great people here. So, but I want to spend some time with my family, and I wanted to have more time to do that. And I know my own competitive nature that I need to actually make the commitment to step away to slow things down and make time to do the other things that I want to do. So, that's pretty much most of where this is coming from. And you know, Roger asked me, he said, you're going to go work and race. And I told him, I'm going to work and race, and I'm going to work at Team Penske. I got the greatest boss in the world and the greatest opportunity in the world. I'm walking away from this because I want to make time for other things. And it's been a great run, and I'd like to see what the next chapter of my life brings.
Thank you very much.
All right, and just so everyone is aware, we've also been joined by Ryan Blaney, today's race winner. You can now continue to ask questions for Todd or Ryan. We're going to continue to get to as many questions as we can. And for our next question, we're going to go to Zach Albert. Go ahead, Zach.
Great. Thanks, Amanda. My question is actually for Todd. And you kind of answered this with your last answer to Jordan there. But you've had this streak of success. Pretty much every year you've been a Cup Series crew chief, multiple wins this year, which not every crew chief can say. I was going to ask if this creates a twinge for you of maybe I could keep doing this and not
I lost
away.
You. Oh, there? No.
Am I still here?
I can still hear you, Zach.
Did I lock up?
He's frozen for me.
I think he is frozen. Hang on 1 second.
Anybody hear me?
We can still hear you.
Yeah, your screen froze, Todd. Yep. Oh, wait, there you are.
What were we going to ask?
So catching up, does the continued success give you a twinge of maybe wanting to still keep doing this? Or I guess more appropriately, is this a golden opportunity to kind of go out on top?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, Ryan's talked about this a little bit, but I mean, I want to go out a champion. So let's go. We've got 11 races left and we've got a lot of competition to do. And I'm really comfortable with my decision. And I don't know where it'll take me. There's things that I can do. Heck, I can spend a year at my house just working on home projects. But I'm comfortable with where I'm going to go. I've had a great career, and I do want to go out while I'm still, you know, still relevant and still competitive. And I want to pick my time, and this is it. And I think you know, it's time for family, but it's still great to win races. It's a blessing and an opportunity that I'll cherish for the next 11, and hopefully we can get a couple more of these and a champion.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. Our next question will come from Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead, Mitchell.
This question's for Ryan. Ryan, how big of a momentum booster do you think it is to get a win before the playoffs? Another win.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, we talked about, you know, Atlanta was a long time ago, you know, and, you know, it's really good to just start building momentum and being kind of on the upslope here going into the playoffs, you know, and rising to the occasion. And everyone did that today. I'm very proud of the work everyone did today on getting our car better and better and giving us a shot there at the end to make something happen. So, yeah, huge momentum builder for everybody. Great, you know, get some more playoff points and try to jump up there in the points even more. So, but then we still got, you know, good speedway race next week to finish out the regular season. So hopefully we can have a good run there and then start the 10-week stretch.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. Our next question is going to come from Stephen Conley. Go ahead, Stephen.
Congratulations, Ryan. I'm just kind of curious how you're feeling right now, knowing that you've finally got two wins in a season in the bank.
Finally, you know, so that's good. You know, it's cool. You know, I mean, it's really special to win in the Cup Series, you know, in general, no matter if it's once a year or not. And that's just something that it's kind of been bugging me, you know, like, man, just, I don't want to be the one win guy and a year. And so it's cool to kind of get, you know, a couple, hopefully we can get some more. That's for sure. And, you know, if we do the work that we did today, just everyone executing to the best they could and you know, have a shot at the end there, it's, they're going to come. So just proud of the effort, but yeah, it's nice to not have a one line in that column, you know, every year. It's nice to have a couple. And like I said, hopefully we can get a few more.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next question will come from Jonathan. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, Ryan, congratulations on the win today. One thing I just noticed with each one of your six career wins is you seem to close late in the race, whether it's avoiding a wreck, whether it's a pit call. Well, what can you say about just, you know, the manner in which you've won races?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing to think about. You know, we definitely make them exciting whenever we win a race. You know, boy, I can't wait for the day I go out and win by 10 seconds. That'd be great. It wouldn't be as stressful as all the wins, as the wins that we've gotten, you know, so far in my Cup career. So, but yeah, just definitely make them exciting and try to close out, you know, the races the best we can. And, you know, just today we were just put in a situation to where we could capitalize on it. And, you know, things worked out to our favor to where we got in the position we need to be in. And then, you know, Josh did a great job. Josh Williams, my spotter, did a great job of giving me great information. And we were able to pull it out. So yeah, that was a pretty hard 10 laps. That's for sure. Just lots of information and, you know, you're just trying to stay hyper-focused on what you're doing and not make a mistake and just try to play the guessing game. So it's a weird way to race. That's for sure. The, you know, air game. But that's what it is. And, you know, we played it really well today.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right, we're going to continue with questions. If you still have a question for Todd, if you can just shoot me a note in the chat just so I can get to those as we continue to take questions for Ryan as well. So our next question will come from Luis Torres. Ed.
Thank you, Amanda. This question is for both. Just you, it's all about team morale. I know I've asked this with Ryan in the past. With now going into Daytona, Tona, you saw what happened in Michigan. Todd even mentioned it. It's kind of like a semi-sneak preview of what to expect on Saturday. How good do you feel just to go into it with this much confidence?
You know, I mean, I think, you know, any speedway race is kind of, it's up in the air, you know, right? I mean, you can do your job the best you, to your ability all day and just get caught up in someone else's mess. You know, those things just happen. But the biggest thing that we can do is try to control what we can control and, you know, try to get as many stage points as we can, try to get a win, you know, and just trying to finish that thing and get a good starting spot for Darlington. It's the biggest thing. But, yeah, good momentum. You just try to survive all day at Daytona. And like I said, just to try to rise to the occasion at the end because it benefits you next week too, start the playoffs.
Anything to add on, Todd?
Yeah, no, I just – same sentiment. That's – probably the biggest thing about one, it was, this was a warm up for those two to Ryan and Josh to work through the control in the race piece, and hopefully we can do that at Daytona. But you know, just want to continue to build momentum, and to Ryan's point, coming out of Daytona with a good finish is going to have a lot of impact on Darlington. So pretty important race for us to go out, but you know we'll do everything we can, and we've been strong at speedways and look forward to the opportunity there and trying to get ourselves to continue this momentum into the playoffs.
Thank you both. Congratulations.
Okay, we're going to take one additional question here for Todd. And for that question, we'll go to Tucker White. Go ahead, Tucker.
Todd, you mentioned that the COVID break we had last season influenced your decision to step away from your role as the crew chief. So reading between the lines there as well, how much does the weekly grind and slog of this league contribute to that as well?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to compete here, you've got to be 100% in. It's a grind, and it's a passion. But if you're very selfish, and you have to be in this sport, and have great support, and I've had that. My wife Amy she's been a rock solid supporter, and you know she's basically raised our kids on her own because I was gone 3 to 4 days a week, and I'm in the shop the other 3 to 4. So. You know, it's just, I think just opens my eyes to more of, you know, I'm 51 now, 23 years down here. And, you know, you realize there's more to life than just your job. And, you know, I've had a very successful, you know, run at it, and I've had great people like Ryan to be able, I'm blessed to work with. So, you know, it's a grind. But any professional sport's a grind if you talk to those guys. So, it is, but it's a passion that we all love to do. And you know, I've had a great run at it, and I'm sure I'll miss some of it, but I'm looking forward to some time to do the things I want to with the family as well.
All right. And for Ryan, we've seen with this pack, high downforce package, like especially with this race, that so much that many times, especially deep in a run, it was a Herculean task to basically overtake the race leader. So given that your win came on a restart, which is what the package was largely designed to do, what would you say to people who say that this package, it puts less emphasis on driver skill and more on just random luck?
No.
If you follow any of that.
The fans wanted this package.
Oh, okay.
The fans wanted this package. The fans wanted a high downforce package to where we're packed up, low horsepower, high downforce. So, you know, if you listen to other people, a lot of other people in the garage want the low horsepower, low downforce, high horsepower stuff. That's what personally I enjoy driving more. And it's just, you know, it's not no skill. Like you said, this package, it's a different kind of racing. You have to understand just kind of a different way to approach the race, a different way to drive the cars. You know, we're not all running out there and sipping lemonade while we're out there running in these 550 packages. It's just kind of a different kind of racing, than maybe what it used to be here 3 years ago, with the low spoiler and high horsepower. But it's just changed and everyone's had to adapt to it.
All right. Thank you. And sorry that I was a bit of a stammering mess there.
No worries.
All right. And, Todd, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you spending some time with us after this win, and we'll continue questions here for Ryan. And our next question, go to Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Ryan. Congratulations on your second win of the season. I have a couple questions for you. Now, given the intense ups and downs of the playoffs that's coming up, how have you balanced your mental health with the high stakes of this year's competition and with NASCAR in general?
You know, the mental health side is, you know, everyone kind of deals with it differently. You know, I deal with it differently than anybody else. And that's just kind of how it is. And it's not my right to tell somebody how to maybe, you know, work on theirs, or the best thing I can do is just work on mine. And I think the biggest thing that's helped me is, you know, don't bottle it in. You know, I feel like that's the best thing. I mean, our jobs, or any job really, is can be stressful in certain situations. I mean, everyone goes through a stressful time in their job and their career. whether if it's sports or working in an office or whatever, you go through stressful times. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people see that, especially, you know, on the athlete side. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, you know, you make really good money, just shut up and do your sport or shut up and drive. And it's like, I mean, you know, we make a great living, but, you know, there's tough things about our sport too, and it can weigh on you. So the best thing I do is just be open about it, you know, with friends and family, trying to get things off your chest and not bottle things in. I think that can escalate stuff. So that's what's always helped me. And I've been lucky to have a great family around me that I've been able to express, you know, some of these hard times with, because honestly, in our sport, you're going to lose a lot more than you're going to win. And that's just the nature of it. So you have to be able to really let off some of that steam and be open with people and talk it out. You know, credit my family and my friends for doing that. It's really helped me out.
For sure. My last question for you kind of touches upon the family aspect. As you may remember 10 years ago, you were in my podcast with your sister, Emma. And you guys were sword fighting in the car, I think. And at the time, you were just like excited just to even try to be in the journey. I can't help but think how your journey has served you well and you've evolved into one of the top perennial contenders. I mean, does it sometimes feel like a blur being that little kid that talked to me on the podcast and now being this title contender and superstar racer?
I appreciate it. Nice words. But yeah, I mean, it's, gosh, I got talking, you know, I think every day of, you know, especially when I see Mr. Penske or everyone from over there. It's, I mean, I signed with the Penske group in the summer of 2012. That's 9 years ago. That does not feel like 9 years ago. I mean, it's definitely a blur. Like you said, time flies, that's for sure. And I've been really fortunate my life to drive for some great people and get to know great people and, you know, grow up watching Dad run. And, you know, he supported me all along the way. It still does. And, so yeah, it's definitely been a blur. I mean, 9 years ago, you know, I remember sitting down with Brad Keselowski, wanting me to drive his trucks and meeting Mr. Penske. And I was 19 years old and 18, 19 years old, and take a blink. And now, you know, 9 years down the road, just goes by fast. That's for sure. But been really fortunate. That's for certain.
Just don't grow up too fast with me. I feel old knowing that you're already in the Cup Series and we're not kids anymore, but best of luck heading into Daytona in the playoffs, and let's catch up soon.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will go to Eric Young. Go ahead, Eric.
Ryan, we've had the choose rule now for a year. We started here at Michigan last year. Your choice today obviously helped you with the win. What are your thoughts on the choose rule, and what do you think? Do you think we should do it everywhere, including super speedways and road courses, especially going to Daytona this weekend?
I like the choose rule a lot. The only thing I'm thinking about is if it's, you know, for road courses or speedways, if we should have it. I don't know. I mean, I think it does a great job at, you know, certain places where the, you know, there's like not a preferred lane. You know, like the bottom lane here is not the preferred lane, so it gives you your drivers a chance to kind of gamble, you know. Okay, maybe I'm not going to be in the best lane, but I'm going to jump a few rows and see if I can get back up in line. Same as Martinsville at the top. So I like it a lot. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind it being applied to everywhere, but kind of the road courses and the super speedways, I don't really think it needs it. You know, places like this where they're really wide and you can kind of make moves, I think they're good to have. So I wouldn't mind seeing my road courses or speedways, but I don't really think we need them there, but I like it everywhere else.
With this race running like a super speedway today, is that kind of a good warm-up for next weekend going into Daytona?
Josh and I got all we could handle the last 10 laps, that's for sure. And, you know, it's going to be the same thing. So yeah, like you said, it's good warm-up for Daytona, calling runs and things like that. It's definitely a nice warm-up. So hopefully we can repeat the process here.
Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take one final question here from Nathan Solomon. Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah, Ryan, I'm curious about your thoughts on using resin on the racing surface today. NASCAR used it at Nashville, a concrete surface. Today was the first time on asphalt. So how did you like it compared to PJ1? And do you think that this is something NASCAR should continue to use in the future on all tracks that maybe PJ1 used to be on, or kind of just a track-by-track basis?
Yeah. I thought it was, you could feel it today. You know, you could go up there and feel it. And I didn't think it was like overkill amounts of grip like the PJ1 had here. I thought the PJ1 just have crazy amounts of grip. And I thought the resin kind of, you know, wasn't great, but it wasn't bad either. You could kind of play around with it while also running the bottom or the middle. So I thought it was thumbs up for me. And, you know, as far as messing with the rosin or PJ1, you know, I think that's track to track, you know, certain tracks to where you could widen out a groove or something like that. I think you can do it. That's kind of a weird, you know, what the difference is and how much PJ1 was left over from last year, you know, that kind of mixed with the rosin. It's kind of hard to tell, but I thought it was good. I thought it was a nice little middle ground between not having anything or, you know, the PJ1. I thought it was pretty good, which is nice.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to squeeze in one additional question and we'll go to Kelly Crandall. Go ahead, Kelly.
Thank you, Amanda. Hey, Ryan, just one for you. And I'm sorry if this was already asked, but after the race, I think it was Todd who came over the radio and he thanked you for doing what he asked, which is getting him a trophy. Obviously, he's on his way out. In these 2 years, what has he meant to you and has he helped you in any way as a driver?
Yeah, that was Edsel Ford, the second, came up to us before the race. And I haven't seen Edsel in over a year. And obviously, it's very important to have him here. And he's, you know, he said, hey, we need to get Todd one more win here in Michigan before he, you know, leaves. And this is our last chance to do it. So that was cool, you know, and I've had a lot of fun working with Todd. You know, it's a shame. You know, we only have 11 more races together. You know, I wish him the best, obviously. He's been in the sport for a long time. And but it's been a blast. But it's also kind of been bittersweet because, you know, we got like a month of normal season together last year. And then, you know, COVID and the pandemic and just showing up and racing, it was kind of like a it was hard to really work together and really get to know your crew chief, you know, other than, you know, as opposed to like having practice days and qualifying and really getting to work, you know, hours and hours with them at the racetrack. But it's been a ton of fun. He's showed me, you know, a lot of different things on, you know, about race cars and just kind of has widened my knowledge of everything. So wishing the best for sure next year, but we got a job to do this year and sending him out with a bang. Like I said, nice to get him a win today, but hopefully get a few more wins and to get then be able to bring home the big one there at the end of the year. Be a pretty good send off for Todd. So hopefully we can do that for him.
All right. Well, Ryan, congrats again on the victory. We appreciate you spending some time with us this evening.
All right. Thank you guys. Appreciate the question.
All right. And to all the media who joined us as well, friendly reminder, all audio and video from tonight's sessions will be available on NASCAR Media. And we will also have transcripts from tonight's avails as well. Those will be emailed out and then they will also be available on NASCARmedia.com. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to a member of our NASCAR communications team and have a great evening. Bye.
Thanks, Amanda.